C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate presents Bill Stern.
With the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's really clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking from Hollywood, California. Tonight with a special message for that new sports expert, Kay Kaiser. We're in Hollywood tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to broadcast the Rose Bowl football game. And our guest here in Hollywood is the famous star, Eddie Cantor. But before we bring you Eddie Cantor in person, here is Real One. Tonight, as you know, we're broadcasting from Hollywood. And here in Hollywood, they think one of the greatest professional football players of all time is Don Hudson. For 2 years straight, he's copped the Most Valuable Player Award, yet Don Hudson is a champion. And he uses a shave cream of champions, Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, for he says,
I think Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is the answer to a shaver's prayer, especially to a shaver like me, whose skin is somewhat tender. But no more smarting or stinging for me, since I use this light, fluffy shave cream of yours. Honestly, Bill, I don't see why every man doesn't treat his face to a Colgate brushless shave every morning.
Thanks, Don. Well, let me say that every man who does treat his face to a Colgate brushless shave enjoys topmost shaving performance. For Colgate brushless is specially made for you men with tough beards and tender skin. This light, fluffy cream softens those wiry whiskers in seconds, conditions your skin for a fast, smooth shave without snagging or pulling. And as Don Hudson puts it, no stinging or smarting. Then, because Colgate Brushless is not gummy, greasy, or gooey, rinses off your face and your razor in a flash. Buy a tube or jar tonight and enjoy a champion shave tomorrow. I'll back Colgate Brushless this way. If it doesn't completely satisfy you in every way, just send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get double your money back. Ask for Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. Tonight, it's light and it's right. Reel 2, Portrait of a Great Man. Tonight we're broadcasting from Hollywood, California. Hollywood's the fantastic city where dreams come true. Yet this dream began many years ago on New York's Lower East Side. For many years ago on New York's Lower East Side, there lived a youngster. His name was Izzy Iskowitz. Izzy was like thousands of other poor boys in New York City. His parents were gone. He roamed the streets taking care of himself as best he could. One cold winter day, he was playing basketball with some neighboring boys when he noticed a little crippled youngster watching them play. This little crippled youngster was watching Izzy with such interest that finally Izzy walked over to the youngster and began to talk to the little crippled boy. Izzy felt sorry for that youngster. From that day on, whenever he could, Izzy'd always stop and talk to the little boy until they became friends. Izzy liked his new little crippled friend. They went everywhere together. That is, they went everywhere together until the week before Christmas, when the little crippled youngster disappeared. Izzy looked everywhere for his little friend, but he couldn't find him, and he didn't find him until the night before Christmas, when he accidentally found him hiding in a basement. Izzy immediately asked the youngster why he was hiding. The little crippled boy didn't speak for a moment, and then he said,
I came down here because when I see everybody else getting Christmas presents, it makes me sad. Because I never had a Christmas present in my life. So I sort of figured I'd just stay out of everybody's way until Christmas was over.
That night, Izzy determined that somehow, some way, his little friend would get a Christmas present. True, Izzy didn't have any money. But somehow, he'd get him a present, even if he had to steal it. That's why the next day, Izzy did try to steal a little toy for the boy. But just as he stole that toy, he was caught. Because Izzy was only a little boy himself, they took him before a children's counselor. This children's counselor was an older man, and he asked Izzy why he'd stolen that toy. Izzy told the children's counselor that he'd stolen that toy so that his little crippled friend might have his first Christmas present. The children's counselor thought for a moment, and then he said,
Izzy, if you continue to steal, you'll wind up in jail. Will you promise me you'll never steal again?
I promise you.
All right, Izzy. I believe you. Now, because you gave me your promise, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You get your little friend, and both of you be my guests on Christmas. I'll see that he gets a present. You just leave that.
The children's counselor did keep his word. He gave little Izzy and his friend a wonderful Christmas party. There was a tree and presents and lots of good things to eat. And as little Izzy saw those presents, he made a vow.
Someday, if I can, so help me, I'll see that others are taken care of at Christmas time.
Well, that all happened many, many years ago. And yet Izzy never forgot what that children's counselor had told him. Maybe you'd like to know who that children's counselor was. He later became famous as one of the greatest men in the state of New York, for his name was Al Smith. As for little Izzy, little Izzy too grew up to be a famous man. Today, the whole nation knows him as Eddie Cantor. And here is Eddie Cantor in person, star of stage, screen, and radio, the world-famous Eddie Cantor.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Eddie, do you still remember that vow that you made that first Christmas?
I most certainly do. I swore that someday, if I could, so help me, I'd see that others were taken care of at Christmas time.
Eddie, how you made that vow come true. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that Eddie Cantor is the head of the great idea called Give a Gift to a Yank Who Gave?
Well, never mind what I did, Bill, but I am proud of what our campaign did.
Well, you should be, Eddie. You and your associates were responsible for 5 million Christmas gifts. 5 million gifts that were distributed to our veterans.
But, Bill, don't forget to give credit to the American Legion, the National Retail Dry Goods Association, and all the department stores, to newspapers, to the radio audience, because they're the ones who made my dream come true.
Eddie, are you going to continue each year seeing that our veterans do go on to get these presents?
Bill, my aim is to do each Christmas what we've just done this Christmas and the Christmas before and the Christmas before that. Provide gifts to every wounded, sick, and disabled service man and woman in government, veterans, Navy, and military hospitals in the United States and overseas. And with God's help, it will be done.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Eddie Cantor. Reel 3. Since we're broadcasting from Hollywood, here is Hollywood's best, Don Stanley.
Brother, it's high time you introduced those wiry whiskers of yours to Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. I'm telling you, it's a pleasure to shave with this light, fluffy cream because it stays moist clear through your shave, doesn't dry out, doesn't draw your skin. With a fresh, cooling touch, Colgate Brushless softens your whiskers so your razor fairly skims them off, leaving your face smooth, your skin refreshed, and your morning disposition marvelous. What's more, Colgate Brushless rinses off your razor in almost nothing flat because it's not greasy or gummy. Treat your face to a real championship shave. Get Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions, tonight. And now back to Bill Stern.
Reel 4, Portrait of 1946. This is our final broadcast of this year. And yet, somehow we can't let this year pass without going back and retelling the best stories that we've told this past year.
Memories, memories.
Do you remember this past year when we told the story of Albert Wenger? You should. It was quite a story. We called it A Profile of Courage. This was the story of a youngster named Albert Wenger out of Milwaukee. The story of a boy who was found one wintry morning frozen. He was found frozen in a snowdrift. Frozen from head to foot. Because he had almost frozen to death, they said that he could never take part in sports again. But they were wrong, for he became a great swimmer. Good enough to win swimming races. And that's the story we told this past year. The story of Albert Wenger, who became a great swimmer after he had almost frozen to death. And because of this, he had lost both of his arms and both of his legs. Memories of a swimmer with no arms and no legs.
Memories, memories.
You remember that story now? You should. Ah, but there were other great stories, too. Surely no review of this past year would be complete without a story that we called The Profile of a Rivalry. This was a story of two great bicycle racers. One was named Harry Decker. The other was Billy Jerome. Finally, these two bike racers met for the championship of the United States. And neither man won that race, for they crashed into each other and they wound up in a hospital. As these two bike riders lay side by side in that hospital, they became friends. And after becoming friends, they found that they had one interest in common, a common interest in music. And in that hospital, these two bike riders collaborated on a song. Strange, isn't it? The two bike riders should be bitter rivals, and yet that these two who were bitter rivals should write a song together. And yet it's even stranger when you realize that these two bike riders who only wrote that song thanks to a bicycle accident should call their song On a Bicycle Built for Two.
But you'll look sweet on the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Profile of one of last year's best stories. That was quite a story, wasn't it? And tonight on this last broadcast of 1946, we're reviewing the best stories we told this year, and we must include a portrait of two men. This was a story of two men who lived in Europe many, many years ago. These two men knew each other, and they were great sports rivals, for one of these men introduced the sport of bowling, while the other man introduced the sport of billiards. However, neither of these two men is remembered as merely the inventor of a new sport. Oh, no. No, the man who introduced the sport of bowling is far more famous because he founded the Protestant Church. His name was Martin Luther, while his rival who introduced the sport of billiards is far more famous today because he discovered America. His name was Christopher Columbus. Do you remember that story?
Memories
of the great stories we told this year. But there's one more story we'd like to get into this year-end review. A story we call The Portrait of an Athlete. This is the story of a great athlete from Minneapolis. An athlete named Dan Patch. Dan Patch was a runner, the fastest runner in the United States. And Dan Patch became so famous as a runner that they officially named a railroad after him. Yeah, they named a railroad after Dan Patch, even though Dan Patch was a horse, a racehorse. But that's not quite the end of the story. No, this story ends with a song. For the man who raced that great horse, Dan Patch, this man was named Harry Carroll. And Harry Carroll took the money he made by racing this horse and used this money for a musical education. A musical education that enabled him to write the never-to-be-forgotten song, a song that's lived down through the years, a song that he called I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. Gentlemen, that's all there is. From Hollywood, California tonight, we brought you the best stories we told in this past year. Stories that must not be forgotten. Stories that have come from this year's passing parade. Portrait for posterity. Mark for tonight. Oh, wait a minute. Last Wednesday night on his College of Musical Knowledge, I heard that great sports expert, Mr. K. Kaiser, say that North Carolina was going to beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. If he was wrong, he'd push a football with his nose up Vine Street here in Hollywood. Well, this is to tell K. Kaiser that North Carolina is going to win. That's right, K. North Carolina is going to win the toss of the coin before the game, but Georgia's going to win the game. I'll be on K. Kaiser's show next Wednesday night right after the game to make him eat his words, or I'll eat the paper his words are written on. Sports expert K. Kaiser. Ha ha, it's a joke, son. This is the 3-0 mark for tonight. We've been broadcasting tonight from Hollywood, California. And speaking of Mr. Kaiser, 2 weeks from tonight at our usual time, we'll again be broadcasting from Hollywood, where our guest will be that famous sports expert K. Kaiser. Be sure and be with us then. See you then. Till then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day, newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at the same time, it's Bill Stern wishing you all a good night from Hollywood.
Bill Stern, the Colgate-Shapery man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate-Shapery man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sport heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-P-E.
Eddie Cantor appeared on this program tonight, courtesy of his radio sponsors, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. This program came to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.